From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Hurricane Ike is storming across the Turks and Caicos Islands as it heads for Cuba. Ike has sustained winds of 135 miles per hour. It's expected to curve a little northward toward the Gulf of Mexico, but forecaster James Franklin says it is too early to tell where it will go after that.
It is too soon to know what part of the United States might be affected. We think that Cuba is going to be in the path here over the next 2 to 3 days, and then as we get beyond that, we'll be looking at the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, then somewhere in the central Gulf of Mexico by the time we get 4 to 5 days down the road.
Ike's progress is being closely watched by Florida and Louisiana officials. Louisiana residents are still clearing up from Hurricane Gustav. From member station WRKF in Baton Rouge, Sayward Farr reports.
City and state officials have put cleanup from Gustav on a fast track in an effort to prepare for a possible hit from Hurricane Ike late next week. In the state capital of Baton Rouge, city officials are urging contractors hired to remove storm debris in 30 days to get the job done in 5 days. Approximately 50% of the city is still without electricity. Generators have been brought into grocery stores and gas stations so people can restock storm supplies and get fuel for cars and personal generators. For NPR News, I'm Sayward Farr in Baton Rouge.
Two suicide bombers attacked police headquarters in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar today, killing at least 6 police officers and wounding scores more. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Kabul.
Officials and eyewitnesses say one bomber blew himself up at the gate of the main police compound. The second blew himself up moments later inside the headquarters. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. The targets were the provincial police chief and the border police chief, who were meeting inside. Officials say neither man was hurt. The death toll is likely to climb. An eyewitness says he saw 2 truckloads of bodies being carried away from the compound shortly after the attack. Officials say that a 90-minute drive away from Kandahar in the Afghan town of Spinbuldak near the Pakistani border, a roadside bomb killed several other policemen. Kandahar province is a Taliban stronghold, and the militant group has been increasing its attacks there in recent months. In June, Taliban fighters attacked the prison and set free nearly 900 prisoners. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Officials in Pakistan say at least 35 people have died in connection with yesterday's powerful suicide bombing in Peshawar. A truck laden with explosives blew up at a police checkpoint. The blast was so strong, nearby buildings collapsed. This came on the day Pakistani lawmakers chose a new president. He's Asif Ali Zardari, the widower of ex-Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Unionized workers at Boeing are striking the company. Both sides are far apart on issues of outsourcing, health care, and retirement benefits. The machinists' union last struck the aircraft maker in 2005. The federal government's planned takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac was reportedly prompted in part by a review of the company's books. It found that Freddie Mac's capital position was worse than previously thought. The plan will likely face scrutiny from lawmakers as Congress returns from recess this week. NPR's Craig Windham reports.
The Treasury Department hired advisors from Morgan Stanley to look into the accounting practices of both firms. The New York Times reports Freddie Mac was found to have overstated its capital resources and financial stability, for instance, by pushing losses into the future. Fannie Mae was found to use similar accounting methods, but not to the same extent. Word of the shakier financial status of the firms, plus the ongoing wave of mortgage defaults in the U.S., led to increased pressure on Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson to intervene. The Times said another factor was the concern among foreign investors that the company's debt might not be repaid. Josh Rosner, an analyst at the independent research firm Graham Fisher, told the Times that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have used questionable accounting practices for years, but policymakers and regulators have failed to take action until now. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is visiting North Africa. She's talked with Algerian leaders most recently and urged them to cooperate closely with the United States to fight terrorism. This is the third North African country Rice has visited recently. She stopped last week in Tunisia and also paid a visit to Libya. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.